بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال لها الملك: لا تخاف الضيعة، فإنها هنا بيتا لله يبنيه هذا الغلام وأبوه. Reading this lengthy hadith in which it shows that how Makkah Sharif came to be inhabited, that Ismail, Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام came with his wife Hajira and his son Ismail, and he left them there by the command of Allah, and then he left from there, and later on when her water she had with her got finished and the little khajur she had got finished, then she started looking for water, climbing onto Mount Safa to Marwa, back to Safa, back to Marwa. This she did 7 times, and then she found that there was an angel, a farishta, at the place of Zamzam, and he knocked with his feet, with his heel, or with his wings, and then the water of Zamzam started gushing out from there, and then she started scooping it out and walled it around. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy upon her, had she left it just to flow, it should have become a huge stream, and water should have flowed from there, and it should have become a big river as well. And then that angel told her that do not have any fear of being destroyed in any way. So this is where the house of Allah Ta'ala, the house of Allah Ta'ala will be built by this little child, that is Ismail alayhi salam and his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضَيِّعُ أَهْلَهُ, and Allah Ta'ala will not destroy his family. Though there was no real formal way of protecting oneself, not even a hut or a shell or anything, but Allah Ta'ala, when he protects, even without all that, he protects. وَكَانَ الْبَيْتُ مُرْتَفِعًا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ كَرَّابِيَةِ, and the house of Allah Ta'ala, which was originally built by the Malaika, the foundations of them were still there, and it was like in a square, and it was like a hill, just like a sand covering over it, and these foundations were covered there in a little like a hill form. تَأْتِيهِ السُّيُورِ, and floods used to come also here. فَتَأْخُذُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ, but by the order of Allah Ta'ala, this flood should pass by it on its right side and left side. In other words, the place itself, Allah Ta'ala protected it where the foundations were of the Kaaba Sharif. فَكَانَتْ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ رُفْقَةٌ مِنْ جُرْهُمْ, and then they stayed like this for quite some time, and they carried on living until a certain group, people of the tribe of Jurhum, or Ahlu Baytim min Jurhum, or whether it was one family of the tribe of Jurhum, they also passed there by. Their usual travels they used to undertake, they also came there. Muqbilina min tariqi Kada, and they had come from the route which was known as Kada. On this they usually traveled, and they traveled here, and they came to the to Makkah Sharif on the one of the normal travels. فَنَزَلُوا فِي أَسْفَلِ مَكَّةِ, and they settled down, they camped at the bottom of Makkah, at the bottom end of Makkah, the valley of Makkah, at the bottom end. فَرَأَوْا طَائِرًا آئِفًا, and then they saw a bird that was circling around. فَقَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا الطَّائِرُ لَيَدُورُ عَلَى مَاءٍ, then they said, this bird we can see from the experience that it is circling around water. There must be water here. But on the other hand, لَأَهْدُنَا بِهَذَا الْوَادِ وَمَا فِيهِمَا, and we have got experience of this valley because they used to travel there and they knew that there is no water here. So from their experience, they knew there was no water, but from the birds flying and circling around there, they knew there must be water. فَأَرْسَلُوا جَرِيًّا أَوْ جَرِيَّتَيْنِ, so they send a scout or 2 scouts to go and check out what is it. As far as we know in this valley there is no water in this place. But with the birds circling, it seems to be that there is water. So they send the scouts to check out whether there was any water. فَإِذَاهُمْ بِالْمَاءِ, then they found that there was water. Now that the Zamzam had come, they found that there was water. فَرَجَعُوا فَأَخْبَرُوهُمْ. So they returned and informed those people who were the travelers of the tribe of Jurhum that yes, there is water here. فَأَقْبَلُوا وَأُمَّ إِسْمَعِيلْ عِنْدَ الْمَا. So they all came to this place where the water was, and where they found that Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's mother and he himself also, they were at the water of Zamzam. فَقَالُوا, they asked her, أَتَأَذَنِينَ لَنَا أَن نَنْزِلَ عِنْدَكَ. Do you permit us that we can also settle down here with you if it is possible? Because there was one person there and it looks like it belongs to this person, this place. So do you allow us to settle here? قَالَتْ نَعَمْ. She said, yes, no problem. وَلَكِنْ لَا حَقَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْمَا. But you people do not possess this water. You have no share in the water. You do not possess it. The water is mine. قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They agreed to that. قَالَ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ. Hazrat Ibn Abbas, the narrator of this hadith, lengthy hadith, says, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, فَأَلْفَ ذَلِكَ أُمَّ إِسْمَعِيلِ. This was pleasing to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that these people had decided to also come and settle here. This pleased her. وَهِيَ تُحِبُّ الْأُنْسِ. And she liked company. So therefore she was happy that there are people now and I'm no more all alone by myself. So she became happy with this, that they also requested to stay there, and they also stayed. فَنَزَلُوا. So they also all made this now their home. In front we read that how further on Makkah Sharif became further inhabited, and finally then how the house of Allah Ta'ala was also built by Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam.